All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California coach Justin Wilcox. The Golden Bears are home hosting Arizona on Saturday. We'll take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Zach Rosenblatt, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, coach. I was just wondering what your impression has been of Khalil Tate the last 2 weeks and what sort of challenges he presents for a defense.
Well, he's obviously a really dynamic player. He's got, what, almost 900 yards of offense in the last couple of weeks. Really talented runner. Looks like he's operating the offense really well. He's very, he's been efficient and effective as a passer. So just a really good challenge for our team, and we know we'll have to be at our best against him.
Yeah, and you obviously hired Charlie Regal off Arizona staff. I guess what attracted you to him, and what how does he kind of fit in with the group of guys you have on staff?
Yeah, I've known Charlie a really long time, back when he was coaching high school in Arizona, and got to know him then. And I guess he's got a lot of passion, a lot of energy. He cares about the team. He's a tireless worker, and he fits in really well here.
Yeah, I know he's a guy that has aspirations to one day be a head coach somewhere. I mean, do you look for that when you're hiring assistant coaches, or do you not even really think about that?
Well, I just kind of look at and judge everybody kind of on their character. They share the same kind of philosophy that I do in terms of coaching and what it's all about and what it's going to take to be successful. And so I think Charlie's been a head coach at the high school level, extremely successful, and I think he's done a heck of a job for us, and we're glad to have him.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Your next question is from Edward Ashoff, ESPN.
Yeah, Coach, just going back to Khalil Tate, I mean, I know he hasn't thrown the ball a lot, but how do you make sure that your defense doesn't get too comfortable just trying to stop him as a runner and respects the pass?
Yeah, I think you just play with really good eye discipline, and, you got to play proper technique, and he's obviously a really dynamic player, and we know he can throw the ball, so it's just playing with good discipline.
What have you seen on film that's impressed you with his arm so far?
Well, I think just, the fact that he can run the ball like he can and then throw it like he can throw it and throw it to the right people. It looks like he's making, I'm obviously not there, don't coach him, but it looks like he's making good decisions and where to throw the ball and in the run game too, making good decisions. So he's just a really dynamic guy. And like I said, I mean, the last 2 weeks he's got almost 900 yards of offense. So he's obviously doing a lot of good things.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing up on Sports.
Coach, when putting your staff together, how much emphasis did you put on having two head coaches, who, especially two guys who've had success with Tim and Bo as your coordinators? Was that something that you were purposely going for, or is that just sort of coincidence?
Yeah, we were looking for people that fit our program, and both those guys are excellent coaches. They happen to be head coaches. It wasn't a prerequisite by any means, but we're really fortunate to have both those guys in our program. They're excellent coaches, and they're just great, great guys, and they treat the players really well. They're great staff members and really, like I said before, just top-notch coaches, and so we're glad to have them, but it wasn't a prerequisite in terms of being a head coach.
And with Tim's defense, the job that they did on Friday night, did you have a sense of that was going to be so successful? And what was he able to do to kind of neutralize Washington State's offense?
Well, it was a great plan that they put together. Coach Reuter, Coach Jerry Azzanero, Gerald Alexander, and Tony Tuioti, all those guys did a fantastic job of preparing the players, and the players went out and executed it. We expected to play well, and we were able to make enough plays in the game to win it. Obviously, creating turnovers and getting some negative plays really helped. And then our offense did some really good things as well. So did the special team. So it was a total team effort.
And how do you anticipate replicating or compensating for the lack of production with Devontae being out?
Yeah, it'll be by committee. I don't know if we're just going to replace Devontae. Devontae has done an unbelievable job. I'm sick for him because He's worked extremely hard to get to this point, and you hate to see a guy who's just been such a warrior and done so much for the program, and not only just on the field of what he's done, but off the field and how he goes about his business, how he prepares, the type of teammate he is. So you really feel for him. But it happens, and next man's got to step up. And I don't know if it's one person; it'll probably be a collective effort.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Justin. Arizona plays a lot of young players, freshmen on defense. What have you seen in their defense, and have you seen a growth in them over when you compare the first game to now?
Yeah, I think they've gotten better and better every week. When you watch the tape, they're opportunistic. They create turnovers, and they give you a lot of movement up front and mix and match coverages in front. So it'll be a really good challenge for the offense, but they've definitely got better and better with every game they played.
The way you just described it sounds an awful lot like what Washington State does, or tried to do anyway. Are they similar?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has kind of their go-to, and there's mm-hmm. wrinkles in all of it that are unique to each team. But there's some of that, yeah, with the movement and things. So it won't be exactly the same, but there's some similarities.
Thanks.
And again, let us star one for questions.
Any further questions? Last chance. All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Justin, thanks for your time.
Thank you. All right.
Bye. See you.